Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
I don't know about you, but we love mystery stories. That's why The Upside Down Story is one of our favorite podcasts. It turns a tale flipsy-flopsy upside-downsy so that you need to listen to the clues to figure out who the mystery storyteller is. Search for The Upside Down Story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ho, ho, ho! It's me, Santa, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one with the big belly, bits of mince pie stuck in my white beard, a classic red suit, a legendary partner named Mrs. Claus, and the best job in the world. Ho, ho! Oh, if you'll recall, I'm stepping in for Birdie so she can have a vacation. Plus, this is really fun. All aboard the story train. Take your seats now. We're about to leave the station. And you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where the story train will lead us this time. Oh, ho, ho, just kidding. I already know where the story train is going because I'm magical. Remember? Ho, 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 of course. Of course you do. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel now. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. Only a little further now, just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel, lies our destination. That was quick. Really not as fast as going by reindeer, but the story train definitely has less turbulence to contend with. So that's positive. Anyway, we've made it to the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. Ah, this might be a bit of an embarrassing story for yours truly. Silly old Saint Nick. All right, we're back at my house, and let's just say I'm having a little sleigh trouble on Christmas Eve. Today's story is about how a half-digging machine, half-dinosaur, saved Christmas. It's called Digger Rex Saves Christmas. One Christmas Eve, back when I was younger and maybe a tad too reckless, I decided not to do my annual sleigh checks. I mean, the sleigh always worked just fine year after year, so I figured, meh. I might as well read a cozy book by the fire on December 23rd and just assume that the sleigh will be fine when I need it for the Christmas present run tomorrow night. Unfortunately, I was wrong. On Christmas Eve, as I was flying across the sky, my sleigh full of gifts and my trusty reindeer leading the way, a sudden fierce snowstorm blew in. The wind howled like a pack of wolves, and the snow fell so thickly that it was like navigating through a tub of vanilla ice cream. Usually, my sleigh has magic wipers ready to go for these situations. But they weren't working this year because I had made the bright decision not to do my annual safety checks. Oh, dear. I could just hear Mrs. Claus's voice in my head saying, "Tisk, tisk, tisk." Anyway, despite my reindeer's valiant flying, the impaired sleigh was no match for the storm. We were tossed and turned up and down, left and right, until with a loud crunch we collided with a snowdrift. The sleigh was damaged beyond immediate repair, and the gifts that I was on a tight deadline to deliver to kids all over the world were scattered everywhere. Just as I was wondering how I would ever deliver the presents in time, a rumbling sound echoed through the snowy landscape. Out of the whirling blizzard emerged a most extraordinary sight. Digger Rex, a gigantic mechanical digging machine with the personality and spirit of a friendly dinosaur.
Roar! Beep, beep.
It's not often that I, Santa, need a Christmas miracle of my own, but having Digger Rex appear certainly seemed like one. Digger Rex, known for his strength and kind heart, was a legend in his own right. He had a massive metal body, powerful, albeit smaller theropod style, hydraulic arms, and a booming voice that could be heard above the gusting wind.
Whoa! Santa, I saw the accident. Are you all right?
Digger Rex's voice boomed as he approached me. I brushed the snow from my beard and hat, relieved to see a friendly face. What we have is a Christmas disaster, Digger Rex. My sleigh is broken, and I need to deliver these gifts, I exclaimed, gesturing to the scattered presents. Digger Rex's headlamps, bright as the stars themselves, lit up with determination.
Fear not, Santa. I'm here to help. We'll make sure these presents get delivered.
With that, Digger Rex gently scooped up my sack of gifts, the damaged sleigh, and even my team of reindeer, placing them securely onto his sturdy metal body. But Digger Rex, I said, my brow furrowed with worry, how will we fly? My sleigh is what carries us through the night sky. Digger Rex paused, his engine humming thoughtfully.
I may not have wings, Santa, but I have a heart full of Christmas spirit. Isn't there some magic that can help us? Can't you use me as your sleigh tonight?
I stroked my white beard, an idea twinkling in my eye. Of course, Digger Rex, the magic of Christmas. I reached into my coat pocket and pulled out a small pouch of sparkling Christmas dust, the same dust that helps my reindeer fly. With a grand flourish, I sprinkled the Christmas dust over Digger Rex, the gifts, the reindeer, and the remains of the sleigh. The air shimmered with magic, and a warm golden glow enveloped Digger Rex. Suddenly, with a rumble that turned into an excited
roar, beep, beep,
Digger Rex began to lift off the ground. His massive treads spun with a thrill of rising higher and higher into the sky.
We're flying! We're really flying! Just like a pterodactyl! Whoa!
Digger Rex exclaimed with joy, his metal body soaring through the snowy night sky. And so our unusual journey began, with Digger Rex, the half-digger, half-dinosaur, carrying the spirit of Christmas across the world. We flew over snow-covered mountains, glittering cities, and sleeping villages, delivering presents to every corner of the globe. As we traveled, Digger Rex's joy and knowledge was infectious.
Whoa! Check it out, Santa! We're flying over the Morrison Formation in the western United States! They found the most Stegosauruses here!
Beep, beep!
He beeped and roared happily, his headlamps lighting up the night.
Whoa! Seriously, Santa, did you know that right below us in Montana is where they found the first T-Rex skeleton back in 1902? Amazing!
Beep, beep.
At first, my reindeer perched atop his sturdy frame were a little nervous about all of Digger Rex's roaring and beeping. But once they got used to him, they seemed to enjoy the adventure, their antlers twinkling with Christmas dust. Parents who were still awake after tucking their kids into bed on Christmas Eve spotted us and could not believe their eyes.
Look, it's Santa! And he's riding on a giant flying excavator!
They exclaimed in wonder, their eyes wide with amazement. Digger Rex called down to all of them happily.
Merry Christmas, everyone! Here's some presents coming your way!
As we continued our journey, I realized that this Christmas was turning into one of the most special ones I had ever experienced. Sure, I should have done my sleigh checks, and I promise that I've been on top of sleigh care ever since this one Christmas debacle. But Digger Rex's bravery and enthusiasm reminded me that the spirit of Christmas is not just about tradition, but about the joy and wonder we bring to others. Flying around on a half-digger, half-dinosaur had certainly filled my Christmas with unexpected wonder, I can tell you that. We visited countless homes that night before Christmas, Digger Rex carefully positioning himself by each chimney so I could slide down with the presents.
Beep, beep.
He'd say quietly,
"Careful now, Santa. Steady. Steady."
His precision and care in handling each delivery filled my heart with gratitude. "Ho, ho, ho, Digger Rex. You're a natural at this," I chuckled, my belly shaking like a bowl full of jelly. Digger Rex beamed with pride.
"I'm just happy to help, Santa. This is the best Christmas ever."
And then he...
roar! Beep, beep.
With contentment. In one particular town, as we were making our rounds, we noticed a small house with a dim light still burning. Curious, we made our way there. Peering through the window, we saw a little girl, wide awake, clutching a stuffed dinosaur toy. Her eyes sparkled with tears as she gazed up at the night sky. Digger Rex's heart went out to her.
"Santa, I think I can guess this girl's Christmas wish. Can we make a special stop here?"
he asked. "Of course, Digger Rex," I replied. So we quietly landed in her backyard, and I crept into the house, placing a beautifully wrapped gift beside her stocking. While I did this, Digger Rex distracted her in the best way imaginable. He tapped on the window and she went running over to him, never even noticing that I, Santa Claus, was delivering her presents just a few feet away. Ho, ho, ho. When the little girl saw Digger Rex outside her home, she gasped with delight.
"A dinosaur for Christmas?"
she whispered, her tears turning to giggles.
"This was exactly what I wanted for Christmas, to meet a real live dinosaur."
Roar! Beep, beep, roar!
Digger Rex proclaimed before whisking me back up into the sky and off to the rest of the homes on our delivery schedule. As dawn began to break, signaling the end of our Christmas journey, Digger Rex and I returned to the North Pole. The elves, who had been following our progress, greeted us with cheers and applause.
Digger Rex, you were magnificent!
They cheered, crowding around to hear our tale. The reindeer, too, expressed their thanks, nuzzling Digger Rex in appreciation. Digger Rex, his eyes shining brightly, looked around at all the happy faces.
I never knew I could be part of something so magical. Thank you, Santa, for letting me help deliver Christmas joy.
Roar! Beep, beep.
My dear Digger Rex, it is I who should be thanking you, I replied, patting his sturdy metal side. You reminded us all that the spirit of Christmas is about coming together, helping each other, and finding joy in the unexpected. Now what can I give you in return? It is Christmas morning, after all. And with that, I gave him a map to use to find an incredible dinosaur fossil on his next dig. You can join him on that adventure by searching for Digger Rex wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Roar! Beep, beep.
But for now, ho, 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 it's time to go, go, go! Back to Pflugerville! Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where Santa's story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time!
Go Kid Go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.